remedies for a bitter mind. Waiting them talk, make I hear my guy. Break all the chains where they bind my mind. Open my eyes, make I see my guy.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I welcome you to the Deep Prime Podcast. This is your host, Alex Ebuka, and this is my first episode on the series, Breaking the Habit. And I'll be on a journey with you on this series.
The journey of breaking the habit of being yourself. This journey will absolutely help you understand what you need to change in your life. The habits you need to break. That person you think is how you are, that it cannot change. I'm here to tell you that if you follow me down through this journey, I'll let you know how we are going to break that habit. Because it's the habits that makes us who we are. The habits we do embodies who we really are. Now let's take for example, your habits are how you embody a particular identity. When you make your bed in the morning, you embody the habit, the identity of someone who is clean and organized. When you study, you embody the identity of someone who is studious. The question you should be asking yourself every moment in time, every day you wake up, is what identity am I embodying? What habits am I doing? What habits do I have? These habits, who is it helping me to become? Now, you having to ask that question and realizing that, okay, I have this particular habit which might be who I am. Well, that's not who you are. Now, I'm telling you to follow me on this journey. This journey will break the habit of being who you are, the habit of being yourself. This journey will help you to understand what you need to change in your life. It's the right thing you will need to hear at this moment in time. Okay, let's get started. From my recent research and from what I've discovered, there are facts that says studies of the brain, the mind, the consciousness, and a quantum leap into our understanding of physics. Now, this whole spectrum of knowledge joined together, our brain, our body, mind, consciousness, and a quantum leap. When you mean by quantum, like a deeper knowledge, deeper understanding of physics. This study suggests that we can get closer to reaching our full potential in this life we came. We can reach our higher self. I always believe that each and everyone on this earth, anywhere you are currently on this planet earth, anywhere you are listening to this podcast, each and every one of you can definitely reach your highest potential. Well, many research have shown the ability of people utilizing the mind to overcome chronic illness, to recover from serious depression, things that you cannot imagine. The mind is seen as the most powerful tool on earth. Now, breaking your old habits set the brain on a trial of corrective adaptation. When you start to follow the passage of breaking a habit, you are putting your brain on a trial of wanting to adapt into a new system. Because your brain is staged in a system whereby it makes you safe with the normal routine you are doing in your life. So if you are out of this routine, or if you want to take out of this routine that you are doing in your life, that your brain will signal danger that you haven't really done this thing before. You don't know the outcome of how it will be. Your brain is afraid of the unknown. So what it's not unknown, once it signal what is not known to him, it marks it as danger. And it wants you to come back to the normal routine in which it has been staged already. What I'm basically trying to say here is that once you start breaking your old habits, this action you are taking, it sets your brain on a corrective adaptation, and the part of your brain that will grow while doing this is your cerebral part of the brain. That is the most powerful part of the brain. The mind controls not just what we see in our external environment, but also what is in our internal environment. Most times, a lot of people don't know that our mind creates our reality. Okay, let's see. I am the epitome of my thoughts of 5 years ago. I'm living 75% of what I was thinking I would live 5 years ago. This is who I am right now. 5 years ago, I've been picturing who I am today, and I'm living that 75%. And right now, I'm not trying to sabotage my next 5 years. I'm just basically trying to picture it well and walk towards it so that I can be greater than who I am. So our thoughts create our future, and as our thoughts affect our external environment, so it affects our internal environment. And we have these two environments to keep in check by our thought process. Basically, since our mind affects both our outer environments and our inner environment, now by changing the way we think, the way we feel, the world around us, everything around us will change. Whether it's your spouse, or whether it's your friend, or whether it's any person you feel around you, once you change the way you think, definitely your actions will change. And once your actions change, everything around you change. It's how it is. It goes in a circle and it comes back. True power is heavily linked to our beliefs. What you believe, that's what will work for you. You believe in Christ, definitely Christ will work for you. I had an uncle who went to India, and he was like, he saw a lot of people believing in different things, and if you ask them, you'll say yes, this particular thing they've been believing has answered their prayer one or two times. They've called for it and it's answered because you believe it. Our true power as a human being is highly linked to our beliefs, and our beliefs in turn is linked to our religion, is linked to our culture, it's linked to our society. Our belief system is largely linked to our education, our family, our media, the social media, everything, and even our blood genes. Once you believe that you are SS, you'll always be wanting to fall sick, even if you can actually use your mind to heal yourself. It's scientifically proven that we can do that. We have the ability to do that. Anything you believe will definitely work for you, because basically that is where our higher power lies, in our belief system. This system that our beliefs are linked into are the modules that have controlled the beliefs of mankind, the beliefs of everyone on this planet Earth. This is what has controlled how our system have been running, our belief. And I think all these things is currently a threat to humankind, because man, what is going on out here right now, it's so touching that I wonder and settle down, wow, if we continue like this in the next 20 years, like, where are we heading to, especially this country Nigeria? Where are we heading to if we continue like this? Where are we placing our belief system? What are we really believing in? What we are believing in, is it helping us get to where we want to get to? It's really threatening. As a sociologist, there are 4 levels of socialization, of how human beings socialize to the environment. First of all, we have the family, we have the religion, we have the education, and we have a peer group. This is how a human or an individual associates or share ideas with the society around him. So I would say, like, this agent of socialization, where individual gets the idea of socializing in his own environment, is being threatened by our belief system. Because if you see, like, currently I can't really elaborates about our belief system, because we all know how our belief system has been affecting us in this country, Nigeria, and in this continent as Africa. That's basically the truth. So our belief system is threatening our society, and our society is falling apart. Truth is, uncertainty, the fear of the unknown, is the biggest fear of mankind. Is the biggest fear of the human mind, is the biggest fear of the human brain. What you don't know, you fear it. We fear what we don't know. Like Fela will say, my people fear the waiting, they no. we always get reason to fear. We get reason to the fear, like that's our mind. But having to fight this, once fear come, it brings two options: fight or flee. Man, I will say a lot of us flee. We run, we jump back 2 seconds. But man, I'm doing this podcast right now to call into your attention that, okay, let us try and fight. Let us fight. The fight is within. It's in our mind. That's where the war is. We constantly fight every single day. Every day of our life, we fight. So I'm calling on every one of us to fight on this mindset, because the uncertainty, the fear of the unknown, we should fight the fear of the unknown, we should fight the fear of uncertainty, because that is what our brain sees as danger. It is not comfortable to it. It's not surrounded within that. So it identifies it as danger. And basically, once your brain identifies it as danger, you wouldn't want to go to that direction. You will just come back to your comfort zone, where is making life seems like, okay, you are here, this is okay, you are safe here, nothing is happening. But why? The basic thing is, you can also be safe in that part too. It's just that you don't know. Okay, why don't you want to know? Or why don't you want to know what is going there? Anything that is supposed to happen will happen. Murphy's Law. Anything that's supposed to happen will happen. You cannot say you want to keep safe. So that's, or let's say you say you don't want to go out of your house so that they don't kidnap you, or they don't, I'm sorry to use this and this, those kidnap words on this podcast. So anything that's supposed to happen will happen. You can't change what's supposed to happen. That's not in your control. You only should do what is in your control. So based on the results of this current research that I have done, but I wouldn't say this is the final research. This journey is like an open podcast. Share your opinion, because I am sharing my own opinion. I can only know what is happening around your own world by when you share your opinion. You tell me what you think about it. Just leave a comment below how you feel breaking your habits. Just leave a comment below and I will get to you. I am open, need to discuss, share my brain, share your brain too, and widen our knowledge. That is what I'm here for. And I'll be glad that you do that. Why? Subscribe to my channel and wait for the next episode that is coming. Well, it has been established that the health and quality of an individual's life can change genuinely when they make efforts to change their worldview. Your life, your health, everything around you can change when you make efforts to change the way you view the world. First of all, you need to change your mind for you to view the world differently, because in this life, there are thousands, millions, trillions of perspectives. Not just the way you view the world. The way you personally view the world is being staged by what you believe. And what you believed is connected. I'll come back again. What you believe is connected to your family, to your education, to your religion, to your peer groups, to the media, largely to the social media. And for our youth of today, I will say what we believe in is madly from social media, because 16 hours a day, we are always on social media. 12 to 16 hours a day, we are always on social media. So what we believe will definitely come from social media. Our education system, our culture, all these things makes up our belief. And you can basically change everything that is happening around you, your worldview, your health, anything. Once you change the way you view the world, as simple as that. And this is the lesson I'm going to leave you with in this episode. Like and subscribe, share this message if you know it will help somebody. And I will always leave you with this message: stay positive, live healthy, and let love lead. Well, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. And this is your guy, Alex Ebuka, once more. You can follow me on Instagram, Alex Ebuka, on Facebook, Alex Ebuka. I'll be dropping you with each and every warning to keep you up to follow up on how to break your habits, because consistency is the key. That's what keeps it going. Consistency. Take care.
Now tell me what it is and tell me how it be. Oh man, I'm losing my mind. I know come here to preach, but enlighten your spirit. I give you word and advice. So tell me what it is and tell me how it be. Oh man, I'm losing my mind. I know come here to preach, but enlighten your spirit. I give you word of advice. So make I tell you something.